The church in Orawka was built using larch wood. The walls, roof and spires are clad in shingles, in other words, small, thin, tapering pieces of wood that are laid out to overlap one another. The form of the church is anchored from the east by a solid tower which covers the vestibule and parts of the single nave, the space assigned for the congregation. The chancel is narrower than the nave. Its polygonal form closes the church at the eastern end. The sacristy adjoins it on the northern side. Unusually, in the 18th century, a brick-built chapel was added at the eastern end. The tower, which rises gently from the gabled roof, is the only area to have walls leaning slightly towards each other. It culminates in a cuboid timber-clad area forming a chamber, which is crowned by a pyramidal spire with a turret at each corner. In the center of the main roof is a smaller spire, which serves as a bell tower. The charm of the interior springs from the consistently planned, painted decoration in the form of the polychromes that cover not only the walls and ceiling, but also the choir. The paintings on the ceiling feature a leitmotif in the form of box-like elements. They're known as coffers, and here they create a compositional order. The box-like coffers are decorated with various flowers at their center. The predominant colors are yellow, green, and orange. Between the coffers, there are several rectangular areas filled with depictions of scenes from the life of John the Baptist. They can also be found decorating the walls. The figures are almost life-sized. The scenes include the Annunciation to Zechariah, the Visitation of St. Elizabeth, the Proclamation of the People, and the conversations with the Pharisees. The tragic end of the prophet's life, the famous scene with his severed head on a tray, also features. At the bottom of the walls, from the floor to the height of an adult man, there is a strip of images depicting bishops. They are shown from the waist upwards. The central section of the altarpiece of the high altar contains a pieta, in other words, a sculpture depicting the Madonna seated, holding the body of her son, the Redeemer, after his death in torment on the cross on her lap. It's the most compelling part of the altarpiece, a painted wooden sculpture set against a red background in an arched niche. Both Mary and Jesus are wearing golden crowns capped by a cross. There are rays of gold streaming from the crowns in various directions. The Madonna is wearing a golden mantle with a silver robe beneath it. Her rich, metallically gleaming garments contrast with Christ's naturally rendered skin, covered only by a loincloth. Christ's body is lying in his mother's lap with his head to the left and his legs bent at the knees to the right. Christ is naked, wearing only a loincloth. His torso rests on his mother's lap. With her right hand, she holds his head lovingly. Her legs, bent at the knees, rest on the ground. Christ's right arm hangs down lifelessly. His left arm is hanging down, whilst his right arm is bent at the elbow and resting on his abdomen. The red wound in Christ's right side has been realistically rendered. It is deep and filled with blood. Drops of blood run down the Savior's body. The wounds in his hands from the nails that pierced them are clearly visible.